meeting of the Story County Board of County Commissioners. At this time, we'll go ahead and take public comment on items of the general fund that go from equipment acquisition through the end of contingency. Mr. Beach, you don't want to go last?
Say what?
You don't want to go last? It is, come on. This is, it's on the budget. Yeah, this is the last section of the general fund of the budget.
You already used up 30 seconds.
Say what? Is it okay to talk now? I'm Dale Beach, and I'm a political activist from Mark Twain. And I want to talk about the commissioners' budget. You know what was the next one after that, some kind of deal? About collective bargaining. I think we're a little short in management skills, and we should go outside and hire people that know what they're doing. And I'll give you an, for instance, the state of Nevada has unions that they deal with. They've got the same union that our county deals with. Pat Whitten's Daughters of President or whatever the chapter. Starting money in that union in the state is $9 and change, $9.70. Ours is right at $19. Something's wrong. You people pay lobbyists, send the lobbyists in there and say, okay, state, pass the law that you live under and let us have that same umbrella. The unions can come in and organize the people, and they can represent them on everything except wages and benefits. And we can go on the benefits that the state has by law, and then we'll have those same wages, classifications, bing, bing, bing. The unions are still here, but they don't deal with people that aren't qualified to negotiate contracts and extract blood money out of us taxpayers by getting double pay for the same work. The state pays $9.70 for $18.90 here. So we need somebody to put that on number one on the lobbying when they go to see. And if you want public, I'll go in there, understand collective bargaining. I'll go in as a citizen. But nobody seems to care. And the people that you've got negotiating with in the union say, okay, where do I sign? Give them anything they ask for, because we wouldn't be paying twice as much for the same job. State pays these general assistant, whatever they are, we wouldn't be paying out if the people that was working for me and us was doing their job. Thank you.
Thank you. Continue on with public comment. Ms. Bart?
Is this the end of all the budget?
This is the end. We've already passed the fire budget and the water sewer budget. This is the end of the general fund budget, yes.
17, Jennifer. We're back at 17.
We're back
yeah. This is comment on the budget. This isn't public comment at the end of the meeting yet. We're on 17. We've already passed 19, Ms. Bard.
Yeah.
Yes. We passed 19.
Nicole Bard, Highlands resident. I want to finish explaining what I've done here. Because all the data I had at the time when I wanted to do the analysis was what was posted on the website, these are the numbers that I used. The numbers I got from Austin were the full-time numbers and the part-time numbers. In headcount, you have to figure a part-time is a 0.5 of a headcount. You come up with full-time equivalent in that manner. Don't know what the term intermittent part-time means, but this is more as an illustration of what I'm going to ask you for. The numbers aren't correct, but they could be. I think that citizens need to be able to do an analysis on the budget in a very simple form, where if you were to provide this type of information to us as citizens, it would make it a little bit more transparent what you're doing, and it would also provide a vehicle for you to show accountability to the citizens. An example is, I, you know, would just like to be able to track what our revenue per employee is, because that as a measure is a measure of effectiveness and efficiency of an organization. If you continue to increase headcount over time and your revenues stay flat, that's not a good thing. So this is just by way of example of something I'm requesting that you consider to do by way of providing citizens some accountability on how effective we are in government. Business does this, nonprofits as well as for-profits do this, the board does, as a way of being accountable to shareholders. So that's one thing I just wanted to cover. The second page that I have here is I'm doing meet and greets and I'm getting lots of questions. The questions that I'm getting from the communities are, you know, we pay all these taxes, we get nothing for them. You know, what are you going to do to fix that? I don't know. I pay my taxes, I just pay them. So what I did was I asked Vanessa, and she was very kind, to give me a couple of sheets that give me what the revenues are by community. It included TRI, of course, it includes what we get from the county and all that. But what I did was you can see it, what I did was I took the revenues by each community by year. So that's what we as citizens pay in. Then I thought to myself, all right, what could a standard measure be for what am I getting out of it? Well, water and sewer, not all the communities get, plus what's happening in VC stays in VC in terms of the bond that you guys have, so didn't include that. I figured roads was a common element amongst all of the communities to speak to, so what am I getting out of my taxes? Let's talk about one infrastructure element being roads. So I just plugged those in. Mike isn't here, but I met with him to see that these were the right numbers. Hugh gave me a printout. I validated it with Mike. And so I plugged that in there. A couple of interesting things. We in the Highlands think we pay a third of the taxes of this county. We don't pay as much as the River District, based on this, over time. So that dispels that particular perception with the Highlands. But and I'm not here, I'm talking on the Highlands. I'm just saying this is just another indication, another indicator that I'm asking you to consider by way of one of several that you could use as a board of directors of the county to provide some accountability and transparency to your citizens. The one thing that it does show, and Mike was very kind in explaining to me that the 4% that Virginia City gets, he buys things in bulk and he just plows it into that budget. That's why it's that high. So I don't have a true number there. But, you know, if you do look at the Highlands in ratio in terms of the return, which is just the revenues divided the expenses divided by the revenues, there could be some room for discussion between the Highlands and other services to see what else can we get to make up for some of what we're not getting compared to other communities with respect to service in roads. That's all the second sheet is. So as I said, it dispelled one myth that said the Highlands pays all these taxes, and we don't. We're behind Rockwood in that. That's going to come as a surprise. But the second thing is we aren't getting as much by percentage of return in road funds as I think we should be getting. That's all.
Thank you. Anyone else? Public comment on this session? Okay. You look like you're getting ready to jump. You going to jump? Jump.
Mark Joseph Phillips, Virginia City resident. Thanks, Mr. Chairman. This is discussion before you approve the final budget, fiscal year 2014 to 2015, and I've got one request. Could you make sure that the final budget is published on forms provided by the Department of Taxation? Forms used for the tentative budget were far from accurate. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Okay, this time for a motion for approval.
Motion to approve.
I'll second motion to approve the final budget.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the final budget hearings for fiscal year ending 2014-2015 for this year. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. At this time, I believe this moves us into item 22.
Chairman, I can start with Mr. Philip Long, doubtful which to speak on this. He submitted in a timely manner an agenda request that this Board of Commission confirms my hiring and appointment of Mr. Gallagher as our comptroller, and gave a detailed Nevada Revised Statute cite that is correct. I thank him for bringing it to our attention, and it would be staff recommendation that he confirm my appointment of Mr. Gallagher as our comptroller, which was not done at the point he was hired, consistent with NRS 251.1702F.
Okay, so once again, it looks like a housekeeping item, oversight in the past. So, yes. Thank you. Mr. Beach?
I would like to urge you to make this appointment tentative, and let's do a search. Go out and advertise, interview, and select somebody. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak on this? Public comment? Okay. At this time, we're looking for approval of item 22, confirmation that by this board, that the comptroller has been appointed by county manager per NRS 251-1702A.
Well, I move to approve it, but does he have to pay back all the money?
I think so. I did some great research on it. I think you did. Yes, pay back the salary.
I'll second.
Been moved in second to approve confirmation. Gallagher's controller. Comptroller, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And the motion carries. Mr. Haymore, Community Development and Planning.
I would ask you to continue business license items number B, Summer Winds Resort Services, LLC. I do want to clarify, this is one of those timeshares. We did make it very clear that they have to stay in a building, that they can't go out on the boardwalk and harass people. They do know that. We will make that a stipulation on their business license. They are having final inspections by fire and building today. And if they pass, then I will give them a temporary when they pass that. But I still want to continue them today. I do want to say that we do have another one that is not doing exactly what we told them, and I will go have a face-to-face discussion with them and let them know if they still bother people on the boardwalk and do not stay inside of a building, that I will recommend that their business license be revoked. I also ask you to continue items number F and G, Mark Twain Community Center and Randa Accessories. Mark Twain Community Center, we're just waiting for a few items to be corrected down there at that building, and that's what we're waiting. Randa Accessories, I have given them a temporary to operate. We're waiting for corporate just to send a check for their business license. They've met all their inspections. They have moved in. They're in operation. They are hiring, hired 140 already, and going to hire almost another 100. But they're in full operations at 700 USA Parkway. So I request you continue item B, F, and G at this time.
All right. I have a motion on that.
Okay. B, F, and G?
Yes.
Okay. Motion to continue B, F, and G.
Second.
Been moved in second to continue B, F, and G on item 23. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
I'd ask that you would approve items A, C, D, E, as they have completed. Most of them are outside contractors. One is an in-house business in Gold Hill. They have met requirements.
Okay, motion to approve A, C, D, E.
Second.
And moved and seconded to approve A, C, D, and E. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Haymore. Okay, item 24, public comment. No, you're not it. Gunther Prosser, you're first up.
Hmm.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Gunther Prosser, and on May 21st at 4 o'clock at Hillside Elementary School, there's going to be a school board meeting. And we would like to invite everyone to the meeting. The reason being is that on the agenda, under New Business Discussion Action, is item number 6, is Lockwood Exercise Equipment. We are taking steps to have the county do an up or down vote to release 7 pieces of equipment to be relocated. The 7 pieces of equipment are in what I call the hole. It's not being used. It's been there for 4 years, and it's just rotting. So after the school board releases the equipment, I will hope to the county, I will present to you a better locations, because we have people in the community that have different ideas of locations. But the gist of it is going from a 1 mile path to be in a quarter mile path, basically around the school, around the solar system, and around the park. And the reason for that is it's rotting in the hole, it's a safety issue, and I think the way the park is going now, it's beautification on it, it will be used a lot more by elderly people, kids, and the school district will get some more use, more money, use out of their money that they gave the county. The reason we're doing it this way is because it was part of a grant. I'm sure there's going to be some things that we have to iron out, but I think the kids will enjoy it up there a lot more because they'll be able to use it. So does anybody have any questions?
What time is that meeting, Tucker?
It's going to be at 4 o'clock at Hillside Elementary School.
It's Thursday.
That's on a Wednesday, May 21st, yeah. And
you might want to look into this to make sure there are no covenants or anything that are attached to this grant. Because sometimes if it's donated, if it's right for the school, it's for the school only. So,
and Sharon Nevin will not be able to make that meeting.
I understand. And she's aware of the meeting and stuff, and I was hoping that she would be there. I wanted to do it in April, but the Superintendent Slavey said let's do it in May because it's down in Hillside. Because I want to try to expedite this so that we don't go through another summer. And now with the monies that may be in our subtotal accounts, the county can help remove that equipment and relocate it to another location. And I do have some people that will help do that as long as we can all get together and do this for the kids, and let's make that park a lot better than what it is right now. I mean, it's coming along really good, but let's just keep growing and things like that. So
that money, was a grant to the school, that was part of all of that, and it bought the equipment, and then the trail was put together to do a mile trail, as Gunther says, but it can be moved up in any other places. That park is owned by the county under a grant that we got many years ago. That land was given to the county for the use of the park. So the trail was decided to try to get a mile trail out for the walking, and that's why that equipment put down by the hole or by the community garden system that he's talking about. That's why 4 pieces of equipment got put down there.
Well, it's 7 pieces of equipment, and Mr. Haymore is correct. That exercise equipment was bought by the school through Title I grant money that they received, and they could spend it on books or exercise equipment. At that time, 4 years ago, Michelle Obama was pushing the Play 60 and the exercise and stuff. So, but the walking trail and the exercise equipment was a larger picture. There was a whole project that was put together by our community service director, and the grant was obtained to do that, but it just has not developed the way it's supposed to. And as Sheree Nevin said at the last meeting, all that money has been spent. All the grant money has been spent. So basically, what you see is what you get down there. So I'm just trying to get that equipment released so that the county can use it because it was purchased by Title I grant money.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Doctor.
So if you can attend the meeting, we appreciate it. Okay. And your support, of course.
All right. Next up, Ms. Bard.
Nicole Bard, Highlands resident. Bill Maddox, you said that CMI had been penalized and that they chose to essentially put their money in a fund. Was that a fund for, what kind of fund was it that they paid into?
It's not a fund, but if apparently, and this is something we just found out as a result of this, if they get fined, instead of paying the fine to NDEP, they can apply it to projects that apparently NDEP had suggested they do something in Carson City. And they said, no, we're in Story County, so let us do it in Story County. So they're going to apply those to projects that we can justify because they have a good impact on the environment, I guess. And so the dust, obviously, the street sweeper is dust control, and the tarp they're going to put in the divide reservoir is used for water some fire suppression, and those are both justified. So instead of paying that $216,000 to NDEP, they're going to
My only question is going to be, did you ask the residents of Gold Hill, who I think are the most directly impacted from the mining activity, what they might want to see happen with the money?
Well, these were projects we came up with that we could use the money on.
We definitely need a sweeper, and we definitely need to take care of the water system.
Let me come back and clarify. They came and met with me. They put in a Cadillac crusher and dust control equipment. We submitted the permit, but they did not get approved, and so NDEPA came back to them and said, no, you got to go back to what you had submitted to us. So they actually spent $50,000 to take away all this air emissions control stuff and resubmitted a permit. When there is a dust fine or issue, that dust money or fine from NDEPA goes to the school district, to that school. Instead of going through and getting a notice of a violation, they have a choice. NDEPA has a program that says, in conjunction of you getting a notice of violation and everything else, you can do a air project that is approved by us. And on that air project, if you're going to do that, you have to pay 25% more than what your fine would be. So they went, and Carson City has all these pre-approved projects that money can be used for. So CMI said, well, we're in Story County. We would like to do it in Story County. So they came to me and asked, what kind of projects could they do in Story County to benefit Story County? At that time, immediately, I called Mike Nevin over and I said, hey, Mike, aren't you short on the sweeper? And I said, Mike, aren't we got to, for fire suppression and for water storage, the reservoir behind my office, we have a leak, and so it's completely drained. And so all of those were, and I even submitted that we do a project with all the wood burning and pellet burning stoves in Story County, and work the best. So those projects were all submitted to NDEPA, and then NDEPA approved the two projects that the district attorney is talking about, and asked that the district attorney and the county put an agreement together that money would be used and that money would be funneled through. And so that's what it was. So
I think it's all good. That's not.
And then they came back. As soon as all was out over, they permitted the Cadillac air emissions. So that's how it is. And it has happened with Eagle Pitcher in Story County. It has happened on other ones. and that money goes to the school district, and the school district has received money. We did the same thing with Eagle Pitcher down at, they're not part of the industrial park, but there was a big fine there, and they did a mitigation to clean up the air and everything else.
Okay. No, I think it's all good. I'm just saying that what we've got is a community that is severely impacted by the mining efforts, and the mining efforts are going to continue. We need the money. They're a business. But that it might have been more politic to ask them, you know, even if it were half of the money or something, how they would like to spend it. That's my only question is, was their voice considered or represented in how we spent that money? That's all. And then my last comment is, in the last meeting when the resolution was passed to write the ballot question, the advisory question for Sunny Hills, Lance, you made a comment that said, you know, you, and I'm summarizing, that you hope that the citizens of Story County really think about this, that, you know, that they understand the opportunity that they're being provided, that, you know, it is an opportunity, et cetera. Rob Macario and I are doing fact-finding on this, just a point. We're getting nothing from Sunny Hills. The piece that they said we could have that is that conservation strip is on land they can't build on. The Washoe County piece that they own now, when you look at a topo, which we have, is they couldn't put more than 400 or 500 houses on there if they had to. The topography is that bad. The roads and the dirt work would be far more expensive than if they built it in Story. So, you know, in terms of opportunity, they're going to be doing a presentation in Lockwood, the 28th-ish, I think, as well. So Bob and I are still doing investigation, but we're getting nothing. That's not an opportunity when somebody's going to give you something where they can't build on it anyway to have you get the perception that, you know, they won't build on the border if you give them something. So to go look at a topo map is just all
what I've heard, Nicole, is they are willing to put on the table that they will place conditions to be identified in the future on the project to be approved by the Story County Board. So we don't know today what we can negotiate in that resolution.
Okay, but
so there's a lot of things on the table, but if we walk away with a vote, we don't get any voice. But if we stay in the game and they have to approach the commission for conditions of approval to their project, we are now involved in that approval process with Washoe County.
And the other thing,
and it may be nothing, but I'm suggesting that it might be worth vetting. There could be opportunity there.
Okay, I would have remained neutral in my comments, but the other thing to remember is also, it hasn't even gone before Washoe County. We're talking to their commissioners. They haven't even heard this. So we are a bit farther ahead on down the road on this than even the Washoe commissioners are. So, and they can't render an opinion, but they don't want to support residential. They would rather support commercial. So,
imagine that.
I know how that works. Commercial makes money.
If I could chime in briefly too on the administrative assessment for Comstock Mining. The relining and the reuse of the Divide Reservoir is huge for people in Goldfield. It's huge for Virginia City. It's potentially even huge for people in the Highlands. I mean, that's, I forget Mike's numbers, but I believe it's close to 1 million gallons of water storage that for their water system to take any kind of hit like we occasionally get on a 100-year-plus old system, they will have a continued source of water. And in past years when that Divide Reservoir was viable when used, it was also frequently used as a helicopter drop zone to pick up water for, you know, for wildland fires. So there are some massive benefits that people will feel.
Exactly. Continuing with public comment. Chip, you're up.
Keep in mind, you're breaking into my nap.
Wow. Turn that thing off.
Because I first want to talk about my verbal agreement with Henry Bland, our commissioner that's passed on. And he was in my neighborhood, and I was complaining about taxes and this and that and the other. And I asked him for a 99-year agreement to set my taxes aside forever for 99 years. And I thought that that went away whenever he died, but now that I found out that verbal agreements are okay, I want the district attorney to get one written up so I can sign and maybe apply for my back taxes for 22 years. Then on to other things, you folks, like that list you signed with $17,000 or $30,000 for Mark Twain, you'd be a lot better off dealing with me and my kind if you would send somebody down there and look and make a list and say, year one, here we'll go. Year two, here we'll go. We'll take care of it. I talked to the guy that's under his direction, Osborne. Oh, it's taken care of. I've got an eyesore down there, and the guy's put up a bunch of fences, built stuff that don't meet spec. Dean hasn't, I don't know whether his guy's been down there to look at it. But now he's got mattresses put up against the back of the fence because the wind's going to blow him over. And he's got probably 40 bicycles, he's got 12 hot tubs, junk of all descriptions, just piled up and built, put hay bales up, put tarps over him. That's his building, and nobody's doing anything about it. And it's intolerable. I know nobody cares. It changed the ordinance if that's okay. And I'll start stacking up junk cars out along. I've got a design now to move my fence back 8 feet and stack junk cars and boxes and crap out there for I can show this is what our county thinks of Mark Twain. I think a little more of myself back in here, but I've donated 8 foot easement to show what our county thinks of this area. And I'll do it if I have to. In the next 2 years, and I'll paint whoever's name's on them. This is because this man wouldn't take action. And then the last thing I'd like to say is I would encourage Commissioner Gilman to pay his taxes by the end of next month or lose his license, just like Dean Hammer said they would. And I'm done for now, except you're all invited down to my neighborhood tonight. If you'd like to come over and meet my wife, I'll bring her over there. We'll have tea and crumpets. But just ignore me is no way to deal with me. Just to say, hey, we've got it handled, Beach, not to worry. Well, I still worry. And I don't have any trouble getting that public employee down. I can call him up and tell him I got an issue. And he'll come down and talk to me, and I'll go show him it's taken care of. Any other department in this county that I approached to come down and go with me, the DA come down, and I pointed out to him, but I don't know where it went. You know, he's got an interest, but if, you know, he's a nice guy.
Hey, Dale, you point out the house to me or the property, and I'll go set the next one on fire down there.
That's fine.
That one up by Jack.
You offer to do that. I'll go around and show them all to you. There's about 15, but most of them just junk cars and crap that people don't care about. We've got some that Bill's going to take care of, but they've just been sitting there dying for years. They don't bother me as much as a damn guy that just keeps dragging stuff in every week.
I think the planning department's been down there, unless I'm mistaken. Yeah,
but what have they done to him?
Well, they haven't done anything yet. If he doesn't,
can I file a charge?
Said, they will.
Can I file a charge against him and get him in justice court? He's a hell of a worker. He works just like I did the day I got retired. He's out there 8, 10, 11 hours, 7 days a week. That guy is bringing junk in and stacking it up.
Any other public comment?
Public.
Any other public comment? Is that it? Okay. That's it.